You're with SBS Radio.
Tasmania's five electorates are shaping up to offer plenty of interest as votes are tallied on Election Day and afterwards. Anthony Albanese and Scott Morrison have each visited northern Tasmania multiple times this campaign, hoping to win over the voters of Bass and Braddon, two of the Liberal Party's most marginally held seats. Tasmanian-based election analyst Dr. Kevin Bonham says Bass voters in particular have a habit of kicking out incumbents. The seat has changed hands in 8 of the last 10 federal elections since 1993.
So there's in Bass there's a lot of there's a perennial dissatisfaction in Bass, particularly on the outer suburbs of Launceston, that commonly leads to large swings backwards and forwards at election times. The voters seem to have collectively realised that they're onto a good thing, and that if you can keep the seat volatile, then parties have to keep bombarding it with goodies to try to win over support. So that seems to be a part of it, that promises to voters have a big influence in those seats. But it's also that I think that the outer suburbs of Launceston especially are very sensitive to cost of living type and service provision type issues, cause them to often react in a volatile manner.
The current Bass MP, Bridget Archer, is perhaps best known nationally for voting against the government on the Religious Discrimination Bill amendments and to support a National Integrity Commission. Ms. Archer declined to be interviewed for this story, but Dr. Bonham says those decisions may help distinguish her against previous Bass MPs.
I think a lot of the issues that she's crossed the floor on don't necessarily resonate in that electorate so much, but she sort of gets a fair bit of battle cred that may help her in that seat. So yeah, it's going to be an unusual one because of Bass's history of blowing out its incumbents. You'd say if she didn't do something different, she'd be shut out again, like all the others have been. So be interested to see if this works.
Back in 2016, Bass was won by Labor's Ross Hart, but he lost the seat to Bridget Archer in 2019. He's hoping to win it back this Saturday.
Well, I missed out last time by less than 600 votes, and I was extremely buoyed despite that loss, to be offered pre-selection by Anthony Albanese immediately after that election loss. Not only that, but I was also urged by many, many people within the Launceston community to put my hand up again. And so when that process was finally concluded last year, I was really energised to get out and start campaigning, because I see the people in northern Tasmania needing representation in Canberra. And unfortunately, they're not receiving that representation at the moment.
Sudip Rajak is the Vice President of the Nepali Society in northern Tasmania. He says there's no recent data on how big Launceston's Nepali community is, but he estimates there are now over 3,000 Nepali people in the city. He worries Tasmania will lose some of those community members because there's a lack of opportunities in Tasmania.
As per the last data I've heard, we are the second most spoken language in Tasmania. We are much more focused on the community development at the moment. As the community is a fresh, new one, is still growing. We are not quite established one, a lot of new people coming in, joining us. So we are mostly focused on building up our community much more stronger and established one. The federal government policy is more focused on putting new migrant people to the regional places so that the regional community can grow. But the thing is, what's happening, the current trend is people are coming in as a pathway to be a resident out here in regional community. But once they get their residency, they would like to move back because there's an opportunity of less growth. There's not much opportunity compared to the mainland.
He wants to see the state and federal governments fund more support to help migrants establish themselves in Tasmania. Don Cameron owns a restaurant in Launceston and he's still not sure how he'll vote on Saturday.
I'm not a swinging voter, but right now I'm
I'm just not sure what I'm going to do. I've got a week and a half to decide just what which way I'll vote. All of my customers, the people that I've spoken to, are really not sure which way to vote. They give us JobKeeper for our staff. They give us JobSeeker for our staff. They have given us a little bit of tax relief.
In the upper house, Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie isn't up for re-election this time, but she's hoping to be joined in Canberra by her Senate candidate, Tammy Tyrrell. Ms. Lambie also has a handful of candidates running in the lower house in the Tasmanian seats of Braddon, Bass, Franklin and Lyons.
Yeah, so I think for Tammy Tyrrell to run in the Senate is just great. She's been a mate of mine for a long time. I've known her sister. She served in the Navy. So it's pretty clicky on the northwest coast, as you can imagine, so we all do know each other. Both the major parties are a little bit on the nose, let's be honest about that, and not just here in Tasmania, but right across the board.
Tammy Tyrrell has never run for politics before. She lives in Ulverston on Tasmania's north coast, and she's been inspired by the public's general dissatisfaction in the major parties.
Tasmanians deserve to have true representation and not have a career politician. I think that's what they really need, what they really want, and that's what people are telling me anyway. They're very sad and disheartened about mainstream politics. A lot of Tasmanians were brought up in one faction or the other, but they don't believe they're getting what they should out of the major parties. They're not getting the services that they need, the honesty, the integrity, and there's always a catch. There's always a quid pro quo. It's like, I'm going to do this for you, but. And I think with Jackie, what she says is how it's going to be. And pretty much, I'm the same. Yeah, that's what we'll always do.
Ms. Tyrrell says if she's successful, health and mental health services will be one of the major issues she and Senator Lambie will fight for.
Each time we vote for something, it will always pass the pub test and the Tasmanian scrutineers. Basically, health in Tasmania is rubbish, which it is in other states and territories. But I would like to focus on that and make sure that people are able to get mental health. They're able to see the GP, the specialist, in real time, not have to wait and wait. Integrity Commission down the track is something that we want and we need, and it should happen. And if it's not done by the time I finish my six-year term, I'll be very upset with myself.
Another challenge to the two major parties this election in Tasmania is the newly formed local party. The local party has two Senate candidates and two lower house candidates running for the seats of Braddon and Franklin. The local party claims to be a party of independence, with every elected member promising to hold a conscious vote with citizen juries on every piece of legislation put before them. At the party's campaign launch in April, lead Senate candidate Leanne Minshall said they want to give voters an alternative choice to the established parties.
An alternative where each of the candidates running is an independent, in that we have our own vote on every piece of legislation that comes before us. We believe that we're a safe pair of hands and we want to do democracy differently. We want to have citizen juries that everybody can engage with and help government to create policies, because after all, it's us that the policies become legislation and then affect all of our lives. For the federal election, we think that we're very much in play for the last seat in the Senate. I'm really happy to put myself forward as an alternative for people who are walking away from toxic politics and the established parties.
But election analyst Dr. Kevin Bonham isn't convinced they'll have a significant effect on the election results.
The local party is a new sort of mostly Tasmania-based experiment. It's a sort of a left populist kind of party that claims to be a party of independence. I find this unconvincing. I don't think you... I think that you're either in a party or you're not. I think that the things that they say set them apart in terms of being having a free vote and things like that. It's not really a free vote. You have to commit to certain things. You're answerable for endorsement. Many other parties have a a technically free vote where you can vote your mind and you don't get thrown out of the party immediately. It's sort of it's going to be interesting to see how it goes.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.